Hey, this is Rev, host of The Crit Show, and you're listening to Rollmongers.
The scene pans down over the Verandon Forest, where a young samurai going currently by the name of Leon Vinmark has been captured by a small eco-terrorist druidic circle known as Nature's Cataclysm. Leon, it was a long drag through the forest on your pole. You're tired and nodded off a couple times. You find yourself conscious, not blindfolded, but gagged and tied to a massive tree 10 foot in diameter. Approximately 30 feet away from you, in a heavy wooded area, sits a familiar looking face. Why, it's Firepaw, your old friend. You and your party tried to do some emergency veterinary work on Firepaw, looking for a pulse, ignoring your own horses. And Firepaw remembers, as he sits, as your guard, staring at you with big doughy eyes. Behind Firepaw, approximately 10 feet to his left, ahead of you, about 40 feet away, slightly tucked around a shrub and bush-type corner, you see more familiar faces, or I should say familiar people. Tragit, the gnome druid who you recently fought, and Pulgrim, the dwarf druid, who you recently fought and defeated. Look, a little worse for wear, but are upright, conscious, and in some sort of intense argumentative negotiation with four men, all hooded with wolf head caps. What would you call them when they have the wolf thing over there?
Wolf skin?
All wearing wolf hide armor.
Cowls.
And wearing the wolf head cowls down with teeth and fangs shadowing over most of their features. Stern faces and low voices argue and comment back and forth.
Okay, I'm going to look to see if, can I see Mukage?
Yes, you search around. You see Mukage is actually to Firepaw the small bear's right. He is about 20 feet to the bear's right and about 15 feet back on the other side of the shrubs, but he's not alone. Standing about 5 feet away from your very nervous looking tied up horse, you see what you can only be described from your country as a giant salamander, clicking, contemplating, reptilian, intelligent, blinking eyes, cocking sideways, and rows upon rows of sharp teeth. A faint voice that you can hear about 40 feet away, but not quite see, comes from the other side of your horse and said miniature reptilian.
This is a horse, Gar. It's a horse. Lots of meat. But when they have all the fancy stuff on them, that means that they are owned by someone. You don't eat those ones. They're bad for your teeth.
The small velociraptor known as Gar snaps its head back and forth between regarding its master and regarding the specimen before it.
Also, it's not fair. If they're tied up to a tree like that, you're not going to get a good run in. You get really bad cardio. And before you eat, you always want to go sprinting for at least half a mile. That's about 230 steps. I've counted it. Probably only about 170 for you. You get a longer stride than I do. That's not fair, though. It's okay. You understand.
Leon, what do you do?
Okay, well, I guess the next thing I do, now I know where my horse is. I see it's kind of a concerning lizard thing. I'm going to test my bonds.
Okay. A strength check to break rope an escape check?
Let's go with escaping.
Okay.
Try to wriggle free.
May I have an escape artist check, please?
You try to struggle against your bonds, only to find they never tied them.
Natural one for a total of two.
For two. So as you start shifting and testing limits and wiggling around, they have you quite firm. And since you added no bluff or stealth check, Firepaw comes wandering over and sits right in front of you. Hey, boo-boo, what you doing? Puts up a paw and just kind of slaps it right on the top of your head. Like, no. And then let's go. Start sniffing around your person.
Well, I'm assuming I'm gagged, correct?
You are gagged.
Oh, that didn't work.
But you're not blindfolded.
Okay, and I start straining to try to listen to the conversation.
All right. Can I have a perception check, please?
20. Not natural, but...
No, that's good. Usually it's minus one for 10 feet. Regular conversation is 5, so you're gold. You can hear more than make out exactly who specifically each speaker is. Now, you've spoken to and combated with the gnome and the dwarf, and you can see the backs of them shifting around, so they're pretty easy to peg out their side of conversation. The four wolf-cowled men, however, they do seem to have a gruff, louder voice leader, and then the other three chime in, arguing pro or against, and with, it does seem to be sort of a three-sided conversation. However, at this point, I think they would be addressing Tragit and have just finished listening to the story and healed them up a bit. However, important note, same day, no spells. I'm not that fucking cruel. This is not going to be a slaughter. These guys are pretty much expelled on most of their spells from your combat. All I've done is regain their hit points.
Am I regained?
You have not been healed or treated.
Did not think so.
They did okay. A heal check. Is he dead? No. How many hit points did you have?
I should be at 5 hit points right now.
All right. Okay, so we're eco-terrorists. Shall we go with who would play an eco-terrorist in a movie?
They're bros.
I picture like green, extreme Greenpeace when you say eco-terrorist. That's what I, you know.
It's a group of bros.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, totally. Like, I love nature and everything. And what these guys are totally doing is like way not cool.
Okay, so Messina's taking the mellow guy.
Yeah, man.
Do we have anyone? Now, remember, Frank, you are your dwarf that's like playing a role within a role. So you got to do your guy pretending to be.
You're the dude playing the dude who's playing the dude.
Trying to be another dude.
Trying to be. There you go. I like that. Sell some cars, dwarf. Let's go. Trying to be.
No, I tell you that if the trees crumb up and grow, fuck it. It's all good, right?
All right.
Trees are good. Yeah.
All right. What if...
nods nervously. Trees are good.
Yeah, man. You're right. As long as the trees grow, that's the best way for them to grow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I mean, once we plant all these damn trees, I mean, the forest will be everywhere, right? It'll be lousy with them.
Yeah,
man. You can't swing a dead human without hitting a tree.
Yeah, that's deep. And not just because you're a dwarf.
All right.
Matt, what have you got for us? This is gold, but we're not that part of the conversation yet.
I'm playing my...
You're playing the bard who's infiltrated.
My name is Charmaine Angelus. There you go.
Okay, that's the real you. You wouldn't last 5 minutes in the deep dark wood with these guys with that voice, Pansy.
He's a bit lifted in the crotch, but he's okay.
Can we have Angry Charmaine?
Yeah. Just throw in like a forced dude in the end of it.
Forced dude. I'm thinking Cockney. Quite right then, Governor.
All right. Actually, you know what we can do? You're the one that's sort of infiltrated last, so you can just not like all.
I'm just doing the mile and nod.
Yeah, exactly. Hey. So basically, until I reveal you, you don't have to speak because I'm puppeting you as an NPC. You know what I mean? You're going to be the key, so we can be Charlemagne when we cue you. Frank, on the other hand, has managed to sort of like mercenary his way in, right? So.
Hey, you're right. They're all good with these damn trees. I mean, they're everywhere. You can't take a piss without hitting one.
I know, man. Like. I've seen you try. You hit 3 every time.
I mean, that's good. Yeah, that's what we want.
Not that I'm watching you all the time when you urinate. That would be totally awkward.
It would be weird, but when you're hung like a dwarf, fuck it, who cares? Take a gander.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Up top.
I'm not sure I wanted to listen into this conversation.
It's like a root. It just keeps going and going.
Root.
I am never going to be able to hear the words "I am Groot" again without picturing Frank's dwarven dong. I am root.
I know.
With his pants down. I am rooted.
Yeah. Leon's looking at Firepaw. Kill me now. Kill me now. Please, please.
Wait, I wasted a roll on listening in on this.
I know.
Natural 20 for this. All right.
Can it be in Druidic?
Oh, see, if they start speaking their secret Druidic language, then you guys are screwed because you guys wouldn't speak that. You're just nodding to whatever. Actually, yeah, there we go.
All right. Now that I've had your full report, Nature's Cataclysm will help you, Tragedy of the Forest, Pulgrim of the Woodland Lodge. But our new recruit here, the dwarven mercenary from Casimir, who I might add would have made our recent heist, and the others kind of snicker, impossible. I asked you, from this point on, refrain from speaking in our Druidic language and speak in the Tladian common tongue. Now, brothers, honorable Pulgrim, young gnome, as you know, the Tal'Dorian government and the
Treaty of the Wildwood
is a farce. The ceremony that's held on
the Isle of Arranway
every year mocks the destruction of our sacred cheese. Hasn't stopped in 100 years. No, only we can stop it, brothers. Only we can be the cataclysmic storm that sweeps down first on Casimir to show all of Tal'Dor, to hurt them, deny them the lumber for their naval fleets, where it will hurt them the most. To bring Matt from Stop Mocking Me, because I totally lost my...
I was building up a rant here. I was building up a rant here, and he's totally thrown my off my game. Okay, first you go missing for 3 hours, Stan, and then you come back with what? What? One? Two grouses? That's it? Defeat a party of five? Plus guests? We're having company over here. I told you we're having company, but no. You bring one grouse back, and what have you got to say for yourself? Nothing. That's what I thought. Now, you know what? I'm not even in the mood anymore. Let's just go get the children.
So they go over, and much to Leon's horror, he mentioned something about captured children. They go over to the woods, and they literally have half a dozen whimpering whelps.
Yeah, because then we can, like, teach them to plant trees, and they'll plant trees, and we'll plant trees, and they'll capture more kids, and they're going to teach those kids to plant trees, and then next you know, there's trees over all of Toral.
Wait, there's trees all over where?
Wrong world.
We've got it. This is the best plan ever.
Oh, we're going to plant them, Raven. We're going to plant them like 6 feet under. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to show those bastards at Casimir that we are not to be trifled with. Not now. Not ever.
Yeah.
By the time they come back around to that little ceremony they have on the little island, they're going to be begging us to stop taking their children in the night.
Yeah.
Now,
pointing over at the two supposed new recruits, the gnome Tragit and Pulgrim, their leader asks, "So, now you've heard our story, I gotta ask you, are you in or are you out? Because, well, they're gonna miss kids, but I don't think anybody is gonna miss some dude from Zaitan."
Huh?
No. No. We gotta get rid of him.
Boss, I got your back. I am in for the win.
Leon.
Yeah?
Out of the woods while this is going on, side by side, a gnome, firm of jaw, wild of hair, and looking like he just got dragged through a rodeo, steps out of the woods, the reptilian creature cooing and crawling by its side, and starts encroaching upon your position. Firepaw gets up on two legs and starts posturing. The small raptor starts ignoring you and hissing at the bear.
Gar? Where's Gar? Gar? Gar! No! Gar! No! Go tumbling over the brush. No! No! We don't eat the humans that are tied to trees either. Those are also very bad for the teeth, and they're really bad for the druid movement. Really, really bad. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, Firepaw will play with you. Hey, Firepaw, you'll play with Gar, right? All right, you guys play and make good friends, okay? I'm going to say hi and sorry to our friend over here. Hi, friend. I'm Gal. I'm really sorry for this whole circumstance. You guys really run things a lot different from where I'm from. I'm from the Mugwani Expanse. We don't have this much rope, so we don't tie people up like you right here. Yeah. Well, oh, sorry. You don't understand my language. Here, maybe do you understand Druidic? Why can't they? What? No. Hello?
Gal, can I have a perception check, please?
Certainly.
The simpleton doesn't seem to understand simple Taladian, but... Oh, there's the problem. He seems to be eating part of his clothing. A kerchief or something.
Oh.
It's interfering with his speech.
Oh. Hey, here, let me get that for you there. I hold up my finger. I'm like, oh, I don't want to... Here, let me... I lick my finger to... There, wipe it off my jerkin. There. Shove it in his mouth, pull out the gag.
As disgusting as that is, Leon, what's even more disconcerting is the slow, standoffish rotation going on between the velociraptor called Gar and Firepaw as the Star Trek combat music plays in the background. Dun, 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 dun. Completely oblivious, this gnome jams his finger into your mouth and rips forth the gag, allowing you to finally speak.
Okay. Hi there, buddy. Sorry.
First, my name is Leon Vinmark. Also, I think your gecko thing is going to eat Firepaw, which is probably not going to help things right now. Also, could you maybe... hold up.
No. They're playing. Gar plays like that all the time. It's his dance. He likes to dance.
Looks like the bear is boxing and swiping, and Gar's like doing the serpentine neck weave and snapping at him with his teeth.
Aw, they're cute. They're so cute together. I just saddle up beside the tree beside him, just kind of sit down.
Okay. Luckily, Tragit the gnome kind of becomes aware of this mini combat and calls Firepaw off to her side. Firepaw! He wanders off. Doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot.
Okay.
No root beer for you.
She's not really fun. She doesn't let her friends play. Gar, come over here. Sit by your brother. Just sit down.
Sorry,
here.
What did you say your name was?
I'm Gal.
Gal.
And this is my brother Gar. Gar, say hi to Leon.
And
gnashing
Gar.
Teeth.
Not with teeth. Not with teeth. We don't do that.
Whack.
He must really like you. He wanted to shake your hand, but unfortunately, the tie behind you. And yeah, I think he figured your face was the next best appendage.
You ever see these velociraptors in a certain movie? What's the movie called? I've seen it a dozen times. Sorry, LaValle, can you help me out here? It's Jurassic something. Anyway, it's a movie full of dinosaurs. I'm sure everybody's seen it. And there's a scene where the raptors get through windows and through doorways, and they just eagerly start shoving their head and neck as far as they can and scrabbling with claws through a tight space. And this is literally what's happening. This little gnome, who's a lot stronger than he looks, is just sort of holding up one arm, sidebarring and clotheslining this raptor who's scrabbling to get at you like he's going to eat you. Holding him back with like one arm outstretched, just calmly telling it no. This thing looks like inches away from ripping your face off. Teeth gnashing.
Charmed.
Yeah. So is Gar. So.
Okay. Well, you said your name was Gal, correct?
Yes, Gal.
Gal, you wouldn't happen to know what they're talking about when they say they've kidnapped children?
Yeah, I really don't got an idea what these guys are up to. They're talking about kidnapping kids, but again, where I'm coming from, that's like a Tuesday or a Sunday, you know, one or the other. They got some agendas going on. They got some things they're trying to do, but they're planting trees and they're making the plant.
Okay. Let's try this. You and Gar, you get along quite well. I'm sure you've been together for years, correct? You wouldn't want something bad to happen to Gar, would you? Because if they, by the sounds of their plan, this could lead to quite a bit of problems for the residents of the forest. You wouldn't happen to, like, if you could just maybe untie me, let me go, I can go contact the, how much do you know about the Vinmark family?
Nothing.
Okay. Okay, you might want to go mention that to those that are more aware of the Teldon families and big names. Vinmark is second to... Yes, my family is the honor guard to the Crown Prince. We are very, very well connected. You may want to go and let them know.
Wait. Are you telling me you're a guard?
Me personally, no. My family are guard. We are the royal guard. Yes.
So your family's a guard, but you're not a guard.
Personally, no. I am.
So you didn't want to follow in the family's footsteps?
No.
That's okay. I can respect that.
I am still fairly well connected to the family, though.
So you're still in talking terms. That's good. You gotta have your family.
Yeah, let's call it talking terms.
That's what guys to me. Family. I get that. We have this connection. I knew this about you, Leon. As soon as you started making eyes with Gar, and Gar is the one who must have figured it out, because he came over here first. He must have smelled it on you.
He seems like a very intelligent animal.
Because I'm sure it wasn't fear. You look like a very fearless individual.
Thank you.
So, gentlemen, after Firepaw returns to Tragit's side and you guys have this quick exchange, one of the cowled men wanders over to see what's going on, or nudged over by the leader, since the guard they placed, Firepaw, has been relieved by one of their newer recruits. Matt, this is you. Something.
What was the leader's name?
Francis.
I'm going to spell your name out.
Francis.
Francis?
Why not?
Was that the villain from Deadpool?
Yeah, that was the joke.
Okay. So as I work my way over, keeping a healthy distance away from Gar, I just kind of lean towards Gao and say, Francis requests your presence.
Oh. Okay, I'll be there in a minute. So like I was saying, God's got a good nose for these kind of things. If God likes you, I like you. And wait a minute. I don't think we've been properly introduced. Hi, I'm Gao.
I'm, Stanley.
Sorry, that sounded kind of weird. How'd you say it? What?
Stanley.
Stanley. Stanley?
Again, Francis requests your presence.
All right, Stanley. You know, Leon, I don't get these people who have so many letters in their name. I don't. It's just hard. But okay, Stanley.
Velociraptor almost shrugging.
Hey, Leon, I'll be back, okay? We'll carry on this conversation. Oh, wait. Halfway, I get away. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I come running back, and I put the gag back in his mouth. It's okay, buddy. Don't worry. I didn't forget.
Why are they everywhere?
Smart like that. Francis! Francis!
Another stupid issue. It just doesn't happen.
Before what you believe a second interrogation is about to begin, the wolf-cowled figure pushes up on the wolf head and reveals his full face. And you see... What do you look like?
Fair-skinned, blonde hair, silver eyes. Okay. Obviously...
You see an otherworldly-looking humanoid with very fair skin and silver eyes and bright blonde hair tucked up underneath the wolf cowl. He leans in close to you and says...
Keep a low profile. As soon as I get an opportunity, I'll slip your bonds.
And I can't go any lower.
As soon as I get a chance, I'll slip you a roofie. We'll have a good party time.
It's Cosby. Party time.
It's party time. Where's your wife?
I am.
Hey, can I get you a drink there, buddy? Where's your wife?
Let me think on it.
And then I'll, with a pretense of like checking his bonds to make sure they're tight, I'll slightly loosen them. I won't untie them, but I'll slightly loosen them. You know, so maybe give him something to work with.
Slipping around behind the tree where he can't be seen, Leon, you feel the bonds shift ever so slightly, not to free you, but definitely loosen them a bit. And then quickly rejoining the conversation 30 feet away before he's missed or noted of his actions. What do you want to do, Leon?
Now I want to take account of my equipment. What do I currently have with me?
On your person?
Yes.
Your clothes. Any auxiliary gear like pouches that could have food, components, or weapons have been removed. But the belts that held them and such are still there, and your clothing and armor haven't been stripped off of you. So they basically patted you down, you know, took daggers out of sheaths, swords off of you, took your bow and arrows, that kind of thing.
Okay, well then now is the time to see if I can find those.
Okay. You believe you actually see your bow in its holder on your horse, not far away, as if they've just kind of draped all your stuff with your horse.
Okay.
They're all on foot. The conversation and tension on the far side of wood is surmounting as the plaintive whines and cries of the blindfolded and tagged and bagged children grow ever louder. Shut up, you little whelps! Tragic steps forward. That's enough.
Nah, using the kids for our master plan is a great idea. I'm totally behind this.
Oh.
Break.
That's enough. James Bond is coming.
Hello? Hi, baby. Here I come.
Dicky, dicky, dick, doo.
Dicky,
dicky, dick, doo. Dicky, dicky, dick, doo. Boom, 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 boom